Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you guys enjoyed that. But man, please take care of mom or whoever it is that's doing all the work for you this Christmas season. But my name is Josh, and I'm the lead pastor here. Welcome home. Welcome home. If it's your first time here, or maybe you've been rocking with us for a long time, hey, welcome to Center Church. Shout out to all our friends just joining us online. Hey, give us a like, throw an emoji in there, share this on your page so we can see you. We have some leaders there online with you. They can interact, and we love seeing you guys come every single weekend. Thank you so much for that. Well, it's the most wonderful time of year. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'm a Christmas fanatic. Any holiday fans out there? Let's hear it. Yeah, just all two of you. Okay, cool. But I love the holidays, and it just gets me in this holly jolly, right, kind of an attitude. My wife said to me recently, like, hey, like, what's up with you? Like, you're, like, in a really great mood. Like, what's up? I'm like, it's the holidays, man. This is holiday Josh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just get pumped up, and maybe that happens for you too. And I just love seeing kind of all the festivities in full swing, like all the lights, nativities, all the Santas are being just, you know, placed in their rightful station, right, all across our city. And Bree, my wife, and I have been frantically actually doing our Christmas shopping. Anybody didn't do that yet? Maybe some of us, right? And we shop online because we're true millennials, all right? Ain't nobody got time for traffic, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got things to do, okay? San Diegans don't do traffic, you know what I'm saying? And I got Christmas movies to watch. Like, I got cookies to eat, hot cocoa to drink, right? And my calendar is filled with all of the important things in life. So, you know, we're doing our Christmas shopping, and thank you, Jesus, for Amazon Prime. Come on, somebody, yeah. Man, God's anointment and power is all up in this place and at your doorstep in 5 days or less, right? Let me give you a fair warning, okay? San Diegans, all right? All my San Diego people, if you're from here, holler if you hear me. Let me hear you. You're from San Diego, right? Let me just remind you, if maybe you've been transplanted here and you've been here for a while, okay? Let me just give you this kind of PSA. I'm gonna put this picture up. Don't make the mistake of making a Target run in Mission Valley in December, okay? Like, you're gonna lose a limb or your life, right? Me and my wife, we went to Home Goods, was it yesterday? We went to Home Goods. If you ever want to see a pastor's wife just really go Pacquiao on somebody, you know, just, but yeah, look at, like, take a look at this picture here, right? Like, when they got to bring the backup in, you know what I'm saying? They got to bring the backup unit. You know, we got snipers on the roof. It's going to be dangerous. Like, check out this lady right here. She has a whole playbook. Let's go back. Yeah, she has a whole playbook right there, man. She's like, hey, you five and out. Okay, you Hail Mary. Let's just, you know, wish for the best. But man, you got too much to live for, my friends. So keep your sanity, keep your limbs, and just shop online. Shop online, right? Because while Christmas is supposed to be the most wonderful time of year, sometimes it feels more like the most stressful time of year. Amen? You know, for some, it's like the loneliest time of year. And even it's the most depressing for others. And the wonder of Christmas can quickly turn into the woe of Christmas, just like that, right? But this year, I want to help us awaken that wonder of Christmas once again. So let's start off by reading the actual story of Christmas, and it's found in Luke chapter number 2. It's up here on the screens, but it's also in your notes, and this is what it says. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." They were terrified. Let me show you this picture here real quick. Just imagine, right? Like, you're just minding your own business, and you're, like, working the midnight shift in East Side, like, Bethlehem, you know what I'm saying? And you're, like, tending to your sheep. Then all of a sudden, like, these heavenly creatures come out of the sky, and they're like, hallelujah! Like, they just come out of nowhere. And let me show you that pic, right? And you don't know if it's a ghost. I mean, you don't know if it's E.T. You don't know if it's like bad pizza you ate yesterday, or pita, I should say, right? And I don't know about you, but I would be scared too. I would be terrified, just like these shepherds. And it continues on in verse 10. It says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.'" And the angel was like, hey man, I come in peace. Like, I got some really good news for you guys. There's something I want to tell you. You're going to really want to hear this. And the message that I'm about to bring is going to do something for everybody. It's actually going to kind of well up this joy inside of you. And he proceeds with this message. It happens in verse number 11. It says this: today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And these angels that day gave these shepherds not only good news, but the single most greatest message for all mankind. And it was a message that the Savior of the world would enter humanity as a baby boy, and his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And when I think about this historical moment, it actually, you know, brings us to a certain truth, and here it is. I want you to write this down in your notes. It's that the Christmas story changes everything for everyone. The Christmas story changes everything for everyone. See, it really does. It's the glorious arrival of the Son of God, it changes everything for everybody. So why is it that the most wonderful time of year isn't always all that wonderful, right? And I did some thinking about this past week. And you know what kind of fills our hearts with wonder? There's kind of this equation that happens that fills our hearts with wonder. And I want us to kind of look at this equation. It's going to be up on the screens. And this is what that equation is. It's the unexpected plus the undeserved. That's what equals wonder. The unexpected plus the undeserved. That's what equals wonder. See, if you like get a gift, right, that's like, it's a little unexpected, you didn't know it was going to happen, but and actually, like, you think you deserve it, right? Like, you know, I just didn't see that coming, but man, I know I kind of deserve that. Like, no wonder. It's like, yeah. If you get something that you didn't deserve, right, but you kind of knew, like, it was coming, like, I just kind of saw that, like, I heard you guys talking, like, no wonder, right? But when you didn't expect it, and also you didn't deserve it, that's what awakens wonder. And that's exactly what Christmas truly is. Jesus came in a completely unexpected way. He shocked everybody with his arrival. And the gift of his life and light are completely undeserved by you. It's completely undeserved by me. Hey, you can never pay for this privilege. You can never earn your right. You could never work for it. God's grace is totally undeserved by us. Yet here, he unexpectedly came. That's wonder. That's what wonder is. It's the unexpected plus the undeserved equals wonder. Like, God, wow, like, God, I've been really praying for this. I mean, I didn't see that one coming. Lord, I didn't really expect that, but man, you were so gracious. Man, I know I didn't deserve that one, God, but man, you gave yourself freely. You provided for my family. Like, wow, God, like, I stand in awe and wonder of you. Man, I didn't see that. I didn't expect it, and you know what? I didn't even deserve that. Wonder. Now, if you didn't know, there are lots of things that are competing for your Christmas joy this year. There are plenty of things that are kind of getting in the way of that wonder, things that are kind of distracting you from not experiencing the Christmas wonder. And if I were to ask you, right, what's the biggest enemy of Christmas wonder in your life, I'm guessing you'd probably answer, you know what? Like, for me, it's just like busyness. Like, I'm just super busy, right? Just super busy. Like, you know what? I'm like stressed out. You know, be like, you know, Josh, like, you know, there's lots of bills right now. I'm trying to like purchase all these gifts. And I just like the wonder of Christmas is just like really, really low because I'm like, man, I'm super stressed. You know, or maybe it's like, hey, this is just like the season of my life right now. Right. And yeah, you know, that all kind of makes sense. And while all those contribute, understand that the wonder of Christmas actually has this primary enemy. I want you to write this down. The primary enemy of Christmas is familiarity. It's familiarity. Go ahead and write that down. And familiarity, have you ever heard the term familiarity breeds contempt? Familiarity breeds contempt. Like, what it means is, you know, when you know a lot about someone or something, you just kind of lose the wonder of them, right? Like, kind of in your life. Sometimes it's phrased like this: familiarity breeds inattention. Familiarity breeds inattention. And this happens a lot in family situations or like in relationships. Typically, you know, family members are so convinced that they already know like what their family or that person is gonna say, how they're gonna react. So they like don't even bother to listen, right? Like husbands, like pretend like your wife is trying to talk to you, right? Like, pretend. Your wife is like trying to talk to you. Have you ever heard your wife say, hey, like, did you hear what I said? Like, I like, and then us, like, wives, ever hear your husband say, oh, yeah, like, put the toilet seat down, like, yeah. And she's like, boy, I was trying to tell you, we need some milk, like, we need, like, this is, but in your mind, guys, for us, sometimes, or for people, that familiarity, it breeds inattention. You know, let me ask you this. Remember the time when you guys first started dating? You're trying to impress, you know, her or him, right? Remember your first dates? Like, you were like, the wonder factor was like on full blast, right? Like in your guys' life or like with your significant other. And it was like the times where you would hang on every single word that he or she said. Like, you just hang on to their word. Like, you do the, hey, like, you hang up. No, you hang up. Did you hang up? Like, did you hang up? Did you? And like, they're still there, right? You were supposed to hang up, no. And we kind of lost that, like, wonder. Here's another example. If you know me well, you know that I love music. Who's music lovers out here? Any music lovers out here? Okay, awesome. I love all kinds of music, especially during the holiday season, right, during Christmas. And one of my favorite songs during the holidays is by Mariah Carey. You might know the one I'm talking about, okay? And every year, it's this song that gets me super, like, pumped up and kind of ready for the holidays. Okay, it came out in 94, so I was, like, 8 years old, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I was still getting down with it. So some of you might know this song. I'm going to play you a little snippet. Hold on one second. I'm going to play you a little snippet. And if you know, just sing along, you know? You dance in your seat, that's fine. I'm going to play that snippet. Oh, well, come on, somebody.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want
to about to get good. Come on. She got to hold it out. Yo, that track is my jam. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but is this anybody else? That's like your track right there? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I know it's your track. I know it's your track. I heard, anybody here heard her? She was like, ooh. That's my jam. And like, I just, all I want. And man, I play that song like on repeat, like for days, right? Like in my truck, I'm alone. I'm not ashamed. Say, I'm like doing the Dougie, you know? I'm just like doing the, bring back the old school, butterfly, Achilles, And, but you know what? Like if you play that song like enough times, like you like play it out. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that wash, rinse, and repeat. Somebody's like, yeah, man, that song was played out like 5 years ago, Josh. Like, it becomes so familiar that eventually, like, I will never want to hear that song again or until, like, next December, okay? I will, in fact, be all Mariah carried out here in about a week or so. And Christmas gets like that sometimes, right? You just like know what's coming. You like wore it out. It's the wash, rinse, and repeat every single year. And Christmas is pretty much expected. You know, for some of us, we think we kind of deserve it too. Come on. You think, yeah, like, oh yeah, you better buy me those shoes. Yeah, I'm expecting that, babe. You know, I'm like, you know, or your kids get like that, like, you know, I want that toy, mom. The same old songs, the same old story, the same old presents, the same old like traditions, the same old pressure to like cram it all in, the same old familiarity, and the wonder of this incredible season, the story that changes everything for everyone, it starts to dim. It starts to fade. It starts to become not all that wonderful. So what I want to do today is help us out awaken the wonder of Christmas once again. So here's my goal for us as a church, okay? In the moments that remain, we're in this Christmas season, I want us to come celebrate the birth of Christ this year just as if we're actually there in person. I want us to kind of go back, to be amazed by, to kind of stand in awe of this amazing gift from God. As if maybe like enjoying it, like as if this is your first time hearing that story once again. To experience it with this childlike wonder. Maybe you've never approached the Christmas story with that posture before. So here's your chance to awaken the wonder of Christmas in your life. Let me leave you with just a few steps that you can take this week to awaken the wonder of Christmas once again. I want you to write this down. Here's the first one. Let's get inspired again. Let's get inspired again. You have to start by being inspired by the Christmas story just one more time, or maybe for the first time ever. Think about what actually happened the day Jesus showed up on the planet. This is what Luke says. It's going to be up on the screens. It says, suddenly, everybody say suddenly. Suddenly, abruptly, surprisingly, unexpectedly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel. Okay, not just one angel, a whole squad of these dudes came out, right? And it continues on, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. Hey, let's get inspired again. Amen? Hey, let's get inspired again. Let's take in the glory of this incredible event of the Son of God coming to earth as a baby. Why? Because the Christmas story changes everything for everyone. Because a Christmas story changes everything for everyone. And if you're a Christian, if you're a follower of Jesus, it changed everything for you. Let's go. It changed everything for you. And this is what Isaiah says when it speaks about the light that showed up to people who are walking in darkness. This is what it says in Isaiah. It says this, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Do you remember your life before Jesus? Do you remember your life before you said yes to God? Do you remember the darkness, like the no hope that you had? The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. It continues on. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest. See, Jesus, he showed up as this grand, spectacular light and hope for these people who were living in deep darkness. They had no hope. They had no light. But then Jesus showed up. Come on. Jesus showed up. His very presence, it inspired this radical wonder. And it was this personal encounter with the real thing that actually electrified the world. You know, when my wife, Brie, and I first started dating, you know, we're getting used to like knowing each other, so we tell each other about our families. And she would tell me that her and her family would always go up to Lake Tahoe every single summer. I was like, what? Like, we went to National City. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lake Tahoe, like, to Popeyes. And she talked, yeah, come on, somebody. And she talked about how, like, the clear the water was, like how beautiful, you know, it was almost like Pixar-like, you know what I'm saying? And she talk about just like the stars, they're just much more vibrant out there in nature. She tell me how beautiful the trees were, how like the breeze was different. It was like really refreshing, definitely like not downtown smog, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and I was like, you know, I've seen pictures like online, maybe, you know, watch a YouTube video or two, but I haven't had much experience, you know, like I just made it to National City, right? Like I didn't go up to Lake Tahoe, but Bree and I eventually, we took a road trip with some of our closest friends to South Lake Tahoe, and I'll tell you what, as great as like the hype was, like she would talk about it, nothing fully prepares you for the wonder of that place when you actually experience it for yourself. And we have that picture right there. Let me show you the next one here. It's just, man, it's like a Thomas Kincaid like painting, you know what I'm saying? Like it was just like beautiful, it was almost magical. You know, I heard the hype. I saw the pictures online, you know, I watched the videos. But something was different when I experienced it for myself. There was a personal experience that, man, it motivated like, whoa, like what is, and that's what truly being inspired is all about when it comes to the Christmas story. It's a personal encounter with something completely wonderful. Hey, you know what? The angels knew it. Hey, the shepherds, they knew it. Let me ask you this question. What do you need to do to personally encounter the wonder of Christmas this year? What do you need to do? What does that look like for you? Hey, maybe this week you need to just slow down. You need to step back or just take in, man, that story once again. Or maybe for the first time and just be inspired by the arrival of the greatest source of light this world has ever seen. Maybe this week, before you start your day, instead of kind of rushing into the hustle and bustle of the season, maybe you just take some time to pause and sit in God's presence and just remember the awe and the glory of who God is and what he's done in your life. Maybe that's what you need to do. Let me ask you this. When was the last time you just sat in awe of God? I'm preaching to somebody. When was the last time you just paused? I know we can get really, oh man, I gotta buy this thing. Oh, I gotta rush over there. I gotta, man, the turkey is burning. I gotta, when's the last time you just paused? God, I'm gonna stand in awe of you. I'm gonna stand in your wonder. Hey, let's get inspired. Again, here's a second thought. I want you to write this down. Initiate action. Initiate action. See, the wonder of Christmas, it demands a response. The wonder of Christmas demands a response. It demands some action. So look at the reaction of the shepherds in Luke chapter number 2, starting in verse 15. This is what it says. It says, when the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go. Okay, if you know me well and you're like reading the Josh version of that, let me show you this picture. It's, let's go! Let's go! So you know, the angels come, they leave, the shepherds, you know, look at, let's go, right? It continues on to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Man, this personal encounter with the Savior, it got them going. It launched them into action. They initiated something new. And it's the big key to experiencing the wonder of this incredible story. You can't be inspired by the wonder of Christmas and then not take action. You cannot be inspired by the wonder of Christmas and then not take action. It just doesn't make any sense. As you may know, Center is a very giving and serving church, amen? Or serving church. The people in this place have the heart to love and serve others. It's our DNA. It's who we are. You know, we've this past year and even years before, we've given financially to help individuals who have fallen on hard times during the pandemic. You know, we've served and cared for kids and kinship families in San Diego's foster care system. You know, we've partnered with organizations to help students this past year and even years before. We've given them a school supply so they can have a winning school year. Hey, you did that. Amen? You did that. Okay, we've cleaned yards. We've planted gardens. Yeah, we've even, you know, served our gracious hosts here at Old Town Community Church. We've fed people. We've served and passed out hygiene kits to our homeless brothers and sisters in downtown San Diego. Hey, this is a serving church, amen. It's a serving church. Can I just like brag on you just for a moment? Right, we're a church that honors around here. We're not prideful, we're honoring. There's a difference. Okay? So as we continue to make moves of generosity, as we continue to make waves of generosity this Christmas season, and here in our community and within our church, I want to propose something to you this morning. We've chosen to initiate a very special campaign in partnership with Restoration 225 to bless some families with Christmas presents this year. We've chosen to do that as a church. And we're doing something that we're calling, it's going to be up on the screens, the Giving Tree. It's called the Giving Tree. And today I want to give you a very specific call to action. Maybe you notice something on the patio there, okay? It's something that we're calling the Giving Tree. And it's covered with the precious names of some folks and some amazing people. And on there, you're going to see like a simple description of who this person is. You're going to see their name, their age, and then their gender. And these are families that we've chosen as a church to bless this holiday season. Actually, on that tree, there's 10 specific families that we're choosing to bless this year. So each weekend, what we're going to do is we're going to keep this Giving Tree up on the patio every single weekend up until our last service, which is December the 19th. And what I'm inviting to you to do is to take one or two of those names after service today, okay? And as a family or an individual, I want you to pray over that person. Pray over them every single day this week. And what you're going to do is you're going to buy a gift for your person. You're going to bless them with a Christmas gift, right? So when we regather, okay, every single weekend, you're going to go ahead and you're going to wrap it up before you come here, name tag and everything, you're going to put a pretty bow on top, okay? And you're going to bring it to church with you every single weekend. How cool would it be if we took all of those names and blessed somebody else before ourselves? How awesome would that be? How cool would that be? So here's your call to action this season through our Giving Tree. It's up here on the screen. Okay, take a name or two after service. Pray over them every single day this week. Okay, buy a gift for your person or your people. Bring it with you to church, right? And you're just going to place that gift underneath the Giving Tree. Hey, if you'd rather like just financially give, you can give that through our Secure Give app. On our app, it's going to say Christmas Conspiracy, okay? Or you can give through the envelope here this morning if it's more user-friendly for you. But that's what we want to do. You know, I'm honestly not sure how this is all going to work out, right? We might be like in a little bit over our heads, but what gives me confidence is knowing that the heart of generosity continues to overflow out of this place. It continues to overflow out of you. Can I tell you something? Hey, that's the heart of God. You caught it, church? That's the heart of God. You know, the simple expression of God's love might be the catalyst to remind somebody, man, God hasn't forgotten about me. God hasn't forgotten about me. That's initiative. That's taking action. And I defy you to take that kind of action and then remain apathetic about Christmas. I defy you. Man, you can't do it. Hey, you want to awaken the wonder of Christmas here? This year, revisit the story of Jesus being born on earth. Be inspired by it personally. Initiate something new. Initiate some action in response to what God has done in your life. Here's a last thought, and I'm going to be done today. Interact with others. Interact with others. Allow the impact of the story of Jesus to spread through you to other people. Allow the story of Jesus to spread through you to other people. This is what the shepherds did in Luke chapter number 2, starting in verse 19. It says this, or verse 16, excuse me. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Verse 17, when they had seen him, they spread the word. When they had personally encountered Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. Verse 8, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. So here we got these guys.
They encounter this completely unexpected, undeserved visitation from angels. They're announcing the birth of this glorious King, Jesus. They get inspired. They initiate a personal encounter to meet this baby. This is what Luke says. When they had seen him, man, they spread the word. They did something about what happened to them when they met Jesus. They spread the word. Ever wonder why this Christmas holiday is like so much about family and friends and like connecting with other people? It's because when you encounter the wonder of Christmas, man, you can't help but interact with somebody. You can't help to have this like, man, there's like this joy in your heart. And I think one of the reasons why people are most often open to like an invitation to church, this time of year, and other times like they're not really open to that, is because there's something special about the Christmas season. There's something special about the holidays. And this presents me and you with a very special opportunity, a chance to invite, to interact, to bring a friend or a family member to sit with you on December the 19th. Christmas at Center. And that invitation, you don't know, that invitation might fall on an open heart. It might fall on a heart of somebody who needs some hope. They need the wonder of Christmas. They need to hear God's story for them. Because I really believe that that kind of interaction with people is a part of what awakens this season to us personally. You may have heard the story a million times. You may have washed, rinsed, and repeated the sounding joy so many times that Christmas has lost its wonder. When you bring somebody who is far from God, and maybe that they're struggling in the darkness of their life, and then they enter the light and the hope of Jesus, man, that does something for you. That does something inside it. The wonder of Christmas, it becomes illuminated for you once again. So I'm giving you a tool, okay, that you can use for the next 14 days. Between now and Sunday, December the 19th, I want to challenge you. There's going to be inside of your worship guides, there's a little card. If you see it, go ahead and open that up. Go and check that little card in there. Get that little card out. Okay, it's in your worship guide. It's a little invitation card. Can I encourage you? Can you invite somebody to come with you? To sit with you at Christmas at Center on the 19th? It's going to be a really special weekend around here. Great holiday and worship music, a message of hope. It's going to be a family-oriented service, right? Meaning we're going to open up our kids' area, actually, for overflow. We're all going to be sitting, right, in family units. Okay, it's like a family-style type of worship service. And hey, parents, don't fret. Don't get scared. We'll have something special for your little so they can, like, color, crayon, and kind of have a good time as they're sitting beside you in the service. Can I encourage you guys with that little invitation card? Hey, don't just invite them. Can you bring somebody with you? Can you bring somebody? Be a bringing friend. Inspire, initiate, and then interact. There are some loved ones in your life who are in darkness, who need the hope of Jesus. This gift that Jesus is to the world is completely unexpected. You know, when you and I think of the fact that the God of the universe condescended himself, God's only son, Jesus, to be born in a dingy, dirty little manger. I'm going to put this picture up for you. I soon realized, man, I'm really undeserving of that. And he did that so that you and I can receive the hope and joy of God's glorious light. Amen. That's why he did that. So I hope that this truth inspires, it awakens the wonder of what Christmas is. Again, let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for who you are and just a quick call to action on our faith. I pray for every single person here. I pray for every single visitor, every single friend, parent. I pray, Lord, that you would please once again awaken the wonder of who you are and why you came in our life once again. In your name, I ask these things. Amen.